Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
I shouldn't sing, but where are we living?
Yeah, really.
Stars and stripes.
Stars and stripes. Strikes?
And he
started strikes.
Yeah,
stars and stripes. Baseball game today, or what?
Eagle fly. I had bowling on my mind.
And we're pulling a Joe Biden. Anyway, welcome,
way,
folks.
That is a song you could sing. You have that range. You're right in that.
You think so?
I'm that lower range guy.
My kids would beg to differ with you. I get the evil eye when I sing in church. No. Like,
there's always that one person who sings so far off key in church. That's you, huh?
That would be me. Yeah, exactly right. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you're tapped in to 550 KFAR, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, five states, two Canadian provinces, AM 1100, the flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, or at 92.7 out there as well. And, of course, our good friends on the Western Edge in Dickinson, KLTC. On the iHeartMedia app, our Flag Family apps, online listening, however you're tuning in, God bless you. Glad to have you along today on the program. As Todd said this weekend on Facebook, we had two seasons in one weekend. We went from summer to fall. Isn't that beautiful? Unbelievable. Summer has been cankled. I guess we're done.
It felt more like a Labor Day weekend. I mean, it was Saturday and Sunday, and nice and warm and, you know, go outside friendly and whatever. And then Monday got a little rainy-ish many places, so.
Yeah, it was
like a Memorial Day weekend to me.
It did, yeah. They're always crappy, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I attended a wonderful mass yesterday. It was moved inside. It was supposed to be at a Holy Cross Cemetery, but they moved it inside. Bishop John Folda presided. It was just marvelous, wonderful homily. In fact, I'm trying to get a copy of the homily because it was just so rich with all kinds of great things about what Memorial Weekend is about. And I think a lot of us think of it as an extra day off. The banks are closed. I'm going to go to the lake. I'm going to do some fun stuff and tend to spend less time on the reason we're celebrating Memorial Day, which very simply is a holiday set aside to honor those who died for this country. Do something like read the Gettysburg Address and Abe Lincoln. Talking about the dead of the Civil War. You know, I mean, it's just those are people who died for their country.
And we talked about over the weekend, you know, do you know someone personally that died in battle or whatever? But usually you go one degree further and you know someone who knows someone. I mean, my Uncle John.
Right.
I didn't know Sergeant Greg Rewer from Frazee, but I'm good friends with his sister, which, by the way, George got awarded one of his scholarships this year. So that gave us even more.
Wow.
Goosebumps yesterday cheering him. And then Charlie Nord, my friend Kaylee's husband, who died down in the Black Hawk crash. I mean, I knew Charlie, but I thought that the only one I really knew personally was Charlie.
And that was a training exercise.
That was a training exercise.
But it is somebody who is doing very dangerous work.
Oh, yeah. Training for what we have to have them train for.
I mean, every military member, and that's more Veterans Weekend, but every military member that signs up says, send me to serve.
Yep.
They are putting themselves in harm's way, whether that's a training exercise or whether that's I could be deployed here or there or anything else. And that is That's noble. It's Christ-like. It's saying, I'll lay my life down for others.
Very much so.
And of course, in the case of Memorial Day, it's people that actually died. World War I, World War II. When did we start Memorial Day? When did it start?
It's been,
Is it a World War I? I think it's a World War I deal. But I think Abe Lincoln and Ronald Reagan, Mark Levin yesterday, had...
1868.
May 30th. See, folks?
Civil War.
Talk about tradition.
Yep.
Talk about Civil War.
Yep.
And again, people that died while
serving the country.
Who took that oath to say, I'll protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America in case of the Civil War. You know, the North or the South. You know, pretty amazing. So, hope you remember those that lost loved ones serving, because, you know, I sometimes bristle a little bit at the cemeteries, jam-packed with flags on Memorial Day, everything. It's nice, don't get me wrong. You know, and we've had family that visited graves this weekend as well. I actually didn't get to my parents' grave. I intended to as part of that service, but it got moved inside of the cathedral because of the rain. But a lot of people visit graves on Memorial Day, which is, you know, there's never a bad time to visit a grave, right, and pay your respects without question. But it's not about everybody in the cemetery. It's about people who died serving this country. And so just remember that. If you didn't... you get a chance to do so today, or you know, this time next year, make something extra special.
Isn't every day really Memorial Day in this country?
Well,
we ought to
be on bended knees saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because there's a lot of crazy people in this world. They don't like the United States of America. There's crazy people in this country that don't like the United States of America, and they're not afraid to try and end America as we know it. That's not poly. It's not like. It's amazing to me when you talk about people who have designs to have it be a very different America. Like last week's World Health Organization administration poppycock, right? Which, by the way, I believe failed. I know for one thing there were efforts to block it that happened during it, but I don't believe they got what they wanted. I think things were delayed. We got to check in with the. Few of the pros on that. Michael Rechtenwald is going to join us later in the program on the Great Reset. He may have an update for us. We also today on the program are going to talk with Jody Clemons. Jody speaks to a lot of groups about the abortion issue, and she does it from a perspective of someone very different than most people that talk to you about abortion. I don't like abortion. I believe it ends an innocent life. I saw a T-shirt over the weekend, and the T-shirt said, saving one animal will not change the world, but it'll change the world for that animal. And I thought, gosh, I love animals, and I love people that do pet rescues and whatnot, and we have three dogs at home. They change our life in incredible ways. There's no doubt about it. You get just some warm fuzzies and great memories from dogs over the years, but they don't have souls. They're not people. Babies have souls. So I changed that T-shirt around in my mind, much to the embarrassment of our youngest daughter who was with me at Mass saying, Dad, can you please talk about this later? I'm like, just change that word animal to baby. Saving one baby and change this word could change the world. And it most certainly will change the world of that baby. Right?
No doubt.
And what do I mean could change the world?
Your cancer. Put on the list.
I believe everything about you is decided at the moment of conception. Certainly that's true from a science perspective of, you know, different chromosomes and the DNA and all that unique thing that you have at the moment of conception. But God's plan for you is also part of that great miracle. And it may be to cure cancer. It may be to do great things as president of the United States, to be the first this or that president of the United States, right? Anyway, I can talk about it from that perspective as just someone that feels strongly, but I can't talk about it from the perspective of someone who's actually made the choice to have an abortion and then lived with the consequences of that after. Jody Clemons is one of those people. She'll join us today on the program. Wyoming was the scene of Donald Trump this weekend You might have missed it because of the holiday, but Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, was in Wyoming. Why was he in Wyoming? How did he pick Wyoming? Just kind of happenstance, you think, Kev or Todd?
Liz Cheney's.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there's a primary coming up in August.
There's something in play there.
Was right, that? Yeah.
Did you see the crowd, though?
I know he was announced as, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the largest event in the history of Wyoming.
Here's a little of him stepping to the microphone.
Thank you very much, Wyoming, and I'm thrilled to be back in this majestic state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, and you are hardworking, aren't you?
He's right, though. They're Westerners, you know? They are hardworking. They live a tough farm and ranch life, and they love it. Just like the good folks of our part of the world as well. It's impossible not to love that.
Scott's listening to it. I'm watching it. Yeah. And Trump's face is like, oh, you are.
I saw it live. I watched it.
He means it. Yeah. He really means it.
And it's a massive, I guess it's a new arena in Casper, Wyoming. And so it's the biggest venue in Wyoming, and it was jam-packed full. So I love it. I love it. I love it. Still hoping we get Trump to the Fargo Dome sometime soon. He made the promise.
He made the promise.
More after this.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strata's been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it. It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
To sing on this too?
No, yeah, go ahead. You probably lay off of
Come on, Scott.
This reminds me of that band that was playing when we walked into the Bison Rally in Frisco this last year. Remember that? Yeah. They were so good.
They were good. Love Train.
They had this one going.
Has realized that the OJs are named after a radio guy?
Are they really? That's a good way to get you
in Cleveland.
Good way to get your record played.
Yeah, right?
Name it after the DJ.
I'm naming my band the Flying Hennons. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, brought to you today by MyPillow and the slippers, the moccasins. I don't know how much longer they're going to be $90 off because they have sold a ridiculous amount of these things. And understandably, I mean, they're so darn comfortable. They are. The only thing I'd tell you when you order, I ended up ordering, because I can usually wear a 12 or a 13 shoe, and I ended up ordering 12s and then sending them back getting a 13, which is fine. You can send them back, but if you want to, they err a little bit on the small side, I noticed. Mm-hmm. So order, you know, if it's close, order one size bigger. Otherwise, these things are fantastic. I mean, I wear them out and about the weekends, much to my wife's chagrin. They're great looking. These moccasins are fantastic looking. The slip-ons are, you know, great around the house.
They are for this part of the world, they are the closest thing to all-weather slippers you can get.
They are, and they're designed that way.
You can go out in the winter in them. I mean, take the garbage out, do whatever, not a big deal.
Exactly right. Now, they're $90 off. You can buy these things for less than $50 right now. And that is a $90 reduction on the slippers. So time's a wasting. You want to get these ordered before that deal is gone. Buy them for gifts. You got birthdays coming up. You got Father's Day coming up. This is a great way to go. Dad will love them. Trust me. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Square to get the deal. You got to go to the Radio Listener Square. Then use the promo code Scott to get the deal. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. So, coming up on the program, Mark Skolgorbo, the Freedom Poet. Mark was in Wyoming this weekend, so he'll give us the first-hand report of just I talked to him the night before, and he went over to the venue. So this was like mid-afternoon. The day before the event, he spoke like something like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? The day before, there was a line, huge line, to get into the parking lot, which then gets you into the venue. Can you believe that?
I can.
Overnight campers.
I've seen it.
And by the way, Donald Trump did promise he would at some point do a rally in the Fargo Dome. Do you know why? He loves beating the records of big venues, and Elton John has the record. We told Bill O'Reilly this last time Bill O'Reilly was on, because Bill O'Reilly's been doing a series of sit-down conversations with the president. And I said, you know, he told me one time, he was really mad the last time he came to Fargo. They put him in Shields Arena. Not because Shields Arena is not a wonderful venue. It is. But he wanted a bigger venue. He wanted more people to be able to go because there were people that could not get into Shields Arena that he wanted to get in. And he didn't find out that it was in a small arena until he landed.
And he was talking about moving it at that point. Like, can we go up there?
Which is impossible, of course. But
it wasn't
going
to happen.
Chris Berg was actually at the airport to interview President Trump at the time. And he asked Chris, are we in the Fargo Dome? And Chris said, no, you're in the Shields Arena. He said, what's the size of that? He said, why did they do that? Oh, dang it anyway. Or some such phrase. But so then when I interviewed him the next time, I said, well, you know, we still want you at the Fargo Dome. He said, I am doing the Fargo Dome. What's that record on Elton John again? How many people does Elton John have in there? And I think it's 24,000 or 23,000. It's the biggest event, biggest single concert in the history of the Fargo Dome. There was somebody that was there, played multiple nights.
Garth was there.
Yeah.
He was close. The Stone show was close. They've all been around that 26 and change.
I think Garth did two shows, didn't he?
Garth did three.
Three. So he's got the biggest record of total attendance, but it's over three nights. Elton John has the biggest single night ever in the Fargo Dome, and Trump wants to beat that. So anyway, Mark Skolgorbo, the Freedom Poet, he'll join us and tell us a little bit about how the Cody rally did go. He suggested that Liz Cheney should be fired. Fired! So he was really revved up this weekend, without question. We better do a little Cory Booker for folks here. Sadly, Democrats these days are not beyond just lying. Just flat-out lying. And Cory Booker is the latest example. And just set your watch to it, folks. Set your watch to it, because I'm telling you, they always jump the shark when it comes to gun control. They are such zealots, and they believe so strongly that more gun control means less crime, which has been proven wrong again and again and again in our biggest cities, Washington, D.C., Chicago. But they don't stop. They do not stop. listen to Cory Booker.
What?
We have a nation where it's easier for a teenager to get a gun than a driver's license. Easier for a teenager to get a gun than a license to have a pet.
Is there any version of that that can be true? Can we think what he's thinking?
He'd have to qualify that. Where are you buying this weapon, legally or illegally?
That's the first question. So illegally,
right?
I don't think he means illegally, but
yeah, he means legally.
He means legally, but ironically, the part about illegal is why no amount of gun control is going to make any difference,
right?
Because they will find a gun. We have always had more guns than people in the country we call the United States of America. Do you know that?
Yep.
We always have. Actually, the amount of guns per household has dropped. Is down rather significantly in the last, 30, 50 years. I wrote a column about this past weekend for the Forum newspapers. I'll post it up on Facebook today if you missed it. And I didn't even use the terms gun control in it because I think it's ridiculous. I think we have a mental health crisis, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that that we need to get to the root cause of. But I want to read you an email I got in response to that. Well said, Scott, but I'll be honest enough to tell you that I'm conflicted in a few ways about this. One, moderates have been leaning Republican with the Biden disaster. I fear that if ours don't concede something on background checks or age limits, the ours may lose some momentum with the middles heading into November. Two, it's true that if he's evil, he'll find some way to fill grandma and may take out a few elementary schoolers, but I honestly don't know how he kills 21 people if it's not a gun in his hand. I know I'm not supposed to feel this way, but I do. Could he have killed all those people with a gun or a homemade bomb or some anthrax? Feels to me the answer is no. If he kills 20 people, it's still awful, but someone's still alive. If I'm ignorant on something, please fill me in. Saying this to someone who doesn't have the answer and not trying to convince anyone of anything, just searching for what's real here. How would you answer that, fellas? One, politically, I think I'm not going to worry about the politics. That's going to have to sort itself out. Are moderates mushy? You bet. They're in the mushy middle. But let's ignore them for a second. I think, actually, in this case, if you look at every one of these cases, guys, individually, say, how would this or that have changed it? In the case of whether he had a gun or a knife or a baseball bat, I think he could have inflicted just as much carnage as he did in this case because he had so much time. But should an 18-year-old be able to buy a gun with the frontal lobe issues? Should that be 21? I'm asking.
Yeah, they should be able to at 18. They can go defend our country and hold all kinds of guns and grenades and knives and weapons of war when they go to war at 18.
True statement. Cory Booker?
For the parents.
Cory Booker lied.
It is a lie.
Because you don't need a background check to get a driver's license. It's a bald-faced lie.
Well, listen to what he said at the front there.
We have a nation where it's easier for a teenager to get a gun than a driver's license.
More after this. And what's on your mind? Abortion from the perspective of someone who had one. After this.
Greta Van Susteren is back. She's joining Newsmax as host of their new show, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart, asks the tough questions, and is always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. I made the switch to Newsmax like millions of others. So make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren. Get info about her new show by texting the word Greta to 39747 or go to GretaIsBack.com. That's GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today to Newsmax. It's America's fastest growing cable news channel. And get the latest on Greta's new show. Text Greta to 39747. Newsmax is real news for real people. I watch it all the time and you should too. And Greta is back. For the latest, text Greta to 39747. Greta at 39747.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. delegation led by Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat from Illinois, is in Taipei meeting with Taiwan officials on a previously unannounced visit. Taiwan's Minister of National Defense reported Monday that Beijing sent 30 Chinese warplanes to its air defense identification zone near the island. That's the biggest incursion since January. Texas Governor Greg Abbott took time on his Memorial Day remarks to unify the state of Texas.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
Many Texas media outlets will go dark for 21 minutes at noon Central to recognize all those lost in the senseless shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. We are USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The show where we make you hungry, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today, on special, everything from meatloaf or scalloped potatoes in Valley City to chicken fettuccine or stuffed peppers, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken Alfredo. Wait a minute, I'm reading Monday special. Sorry, it's Tuesday. Hot beef or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Feels like Monday. Mac and,
I was just going to say.
Yeah, Mac and beef in Harwood at PetroServe USA. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue. You get the idea here? Taco Mac on 12th, Tater Tot Hot Dish, Glendon, NP Avenue, Swedish Meatballs on 45th and 9th Avenue Southwest. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Top of the hour, we'll be joined by Michael Rechtenwald to talk about the latest on the Great Reset. Carbon management. What's behind that? Two things. One, if we want energy production to continue, we need to manage carbon. But it is a weapon. Environmental social governance. It's a weapon. It's part of the Great Reset. It's designed on a very different America, without question. We'll talk about that with the author of many great books on this, Michael Rechtenwald, joining us next hour on the Great Reset. Also going to ask him for an update on the World Health Organization situation. Kevin, you had a comment, just to finish on our chat, from a listener who made a comment related to the gun issue, saying if it's true that if he's evil, he'll find some way to kill grandma and may take out a few elementary schoolers. I honestly don't know how he kills 21 people if it's not a gun in his hand.
Well, we can go down a list of all kinds of ways to kill more than 20 people with one. I mean, can he, if he runs his car into a mini mall or into a food court or into a parade or a crowded event? I mean, we can go. Again,
by the way, that's been done.
It has been done, and it just was done recently.
Yeah. In a parade. So you're right. I mean, he crashed not far from there. He could have crashed into the school. Maybe he meant to.
Yeah.
Maybe
so
he meant to.
In New York with a knife. I mean, he didn't kill. You know, he walked up and stabbed a couple people and walked away. And it, you know, why is it about the number? You know, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do evil.
Well,
and perpetrate, you know, murder and homicide.
He could go in with a knife and have done this.
Oh, sure. I mean,
you're that sick.
Right. I mean, the one guy on the train station in China. A few years ago, had a couple of knives taped to his hand. He killed 23 people or something on the train platform. So, I mean, we go down to, you know, the number isn't important. The, you know, one is too many when it comes to the hand of a lunatic, whether he's carrying a bat or a knife or a gun. I'm not going to, I don't really think getting into the numbers of it. I mean, yeah, But there's all kinds of ways to, you know, put a little more thought into it, probably do worse. You know, look what 9/11 did. You know, a couple of motivated people. I don't know. It's a tough one. I get it. It's tough, but.
Yeah, and I think it's an emotional one, so you go for knee-jerk fixes.
Yeah, well,
and there's no knee-jerk fix here.
No, there is not.
And, again, I think if you take Cory Booker literally and say it's easier to get a gun than a driver's license in this country if you're a teenager, he is 100% correct if he's talking about illegally, and no gun control is going to change that.
Bingo!
Yeah.
Exactly, Scott.
25 before the top of the hour, welcome to the program, my friend Jody Clemons. Jody is a heroic woman who shares her story of having made a decision to have an abortion and the pain that came after that. She and others, I believe, can change the world on this. The Supreme Court might be changing the United States of America in where an abortion would be legal, but it will not end abortion. It will send that back to the states. Jody, nice to have you on the program. Thanks for taking some time for us today.
Well, Scott, thanks for having me. It's always an honor to visit with one of my good friends, so thank you for having me. Can I make a comment about what you're talking about with this gun control issue? Just as a woman who's had an abortion, I think you'll identify, Scott, with what I'm trying to say.
Of course.
And I hope that your listening audience understands what I'm saying. But we should all be grieving intensely over those 19 children that were safely nestled in their desks that day. They had committed no crime, no offense, and they had no motive, self-defense. And some evil person went in there and snuffed out their lives. Now I want you to transition with me for a minute, Scott. There was 20 women that walked into an abortion facility last week. There was actually 3,000 a day, but let me tell you, those little children were safely nestled in the wombs of their mother. They had committed no crime. They had committed no offense, and they had no mode of self-defense, and their lives were unjustly taken also. And every time I hear about these stories, and I agree with these people, and I hope people understand what I'm saying, but there should be an outrage over what's happening to these children that died in that schoolroom, as much as there should be an outrage over the 3,000 babies that die daily that are safely nestled in what should be the most safe place they could ever be. One in four women do this. And I am one of those women, so I'm talking that way as someone who has done this, Scott. And yet we see, and I don't want to get into political things here, but people just so advocating and say we can kill babies and have abortions up until the moment of birth. In fact, in some states, they're even saying, oh, give them 28 days afterwards and decide if you want to keep them or kill them. But, you know, I just go, where are we going with this craziness? Or we can, on one hand, say we can kill them up to birth. Then the next hand, once they're born and some madman kills them, we're outraged. I think of this all the time, Scott, as someone who's had an abortion. I work with women. Listen, I work with women who have made this decision to walk into an abortion clinic and allow some well-paid stranger to invade the very sacred territory of the womb where God himself is creating life. And we shed innocent blood. And we shed innocent blood. And when we shed innocent blood without just cause, just like to those 19 children, that's what women who've had an abortion have to face when they come to the terms of what they've done. You know, we have committed a heinous crime against our child, against ourselves, and against the Holy God. You know, so when Harry Blackmun, who was on the Supreme Court when Roe was passed in 73, he made a comment. He actually declared that abortion was a necessary step towards the full emancipation of women. They're basically saying that they said abortion makes women free. And, Scott, I can tell you in your listening audience that this has proven to be a lie. And there's more and more and more evidence coming out that women are dealing with devastating, negative, emotional, physical, and spiritual consequences of their abortion. One in 10 women who undergo an abortion will experience immediate complication. That's 1 in 10. I'll think of 3,000 a day, 1 in 4, 1 in 10.
You're talking about medical complications. You're talking about actual needing medical care.
Physical.
Yeah.
Physical care, 1 in 10. 20% of those are life-threatening. 20% out of that 1 in 10. 81%, there's been proven now, and with most recent statistics, as far as mental health, 81% increase of mental health problems after abortion for women who've had abortions. And each year, 50,000 women will experience not mild, not medium, but serious emotional and medical health problems after their abortion. And the way society is moving now, Scott, and I'm not sure how much you or your listening audience knows about this, but the abortion pill, they call it the chemical abortion, that is becoming the most common form of abortion for women, where they send women home, they take a pill, they send them home, and you actually abort your baby by yourself at home. And that has killed dozens of women. And there's a document, the Federal Drug Administration has documented thousands of complications regarding the abortion pill, but that is now the most common form of abortion for women. You can actually, if Planned Parenthood wants to send the abortion pill through the mail, you can just take these pills at home. Now, North Dakota says that you have to go into the facility downtown, the Red River Women's Facility. You take your first pill there, Scott, but then you go home and you take the second pill, and the second pill is what causes these women to have an abortion. And I don't know if anybody read the story in Inform last week about the three women that shared their abortion stories. One of those was a chemical abortion. And these women, it is so barbaric what they're doing to them. These women actually deliver their babies at home. They deliver their babies at home, and then they have to figure out a way to get rid of them, which most of them. If anybody saw the movie Unplanned with Abby Johnson, that was what she did. That is what women now in North Dakota are doing. That is what my friend Mackenzie did, who wrote her story before him last week, who took that pill and went home, laid on the bathroom floor for 3 days. I could cry telling you these stories, Scott, because I work with these women. I work with them. And they deliver their babies, and she gets up in the forum and tells what she did. She said, I flushed it down the toilet, and I saw my baby. You know, this is crazy what we're doing to women. And as someone who has had an abortion and deals with this all the time, this is what God has called me to do with the scars that I had in my heart after my abortion. And after he healed me, he told me to go and tell. And I do go and tell, Scott. I tell people that what the Supreme Court did in legalizing abortion did not emancipate us. It put it in prisons. It put us in prisons of shame and guilt and sorrow and heartache. That we kept, and this is true, Scott, the average amount of time that a woman keeps an abortion a secret is 10 years. And we lived with that shameful secret.
I want you, Jody, to tell the audience a little bit about your own story. By the way, the story she's referring to in the forum, North Dakota Women Share Their Abortion Stories, was written by Roxanne Solomon, who does a marvelous job as a columnist for the forum newspapers. And Jody told her story there, as she referenced, and others as well. This is the dirty secret of the abortion industry.
It is.
They think this is removing a problem, and then it's like I bought a dress that I didn't like, and I took back, and you know it's over once you take the dress back, right? Yeah, that's what they would equate this to, and that is wrong, because it is, well, it's evil. It's a flat-out lie, and it's an evil. So hang tight, if you would, Jody. We'll discuss this on the other side of the break. Still to come on the program today, believe it or not, we have somebody that was part of the largest crowd in the history of Wyoming with Donald Trump on Saturday at a rally. Tell you about that. Plus, Michael Rechtinol. What is the Great Reset? One of the foremost experts on it coming up on the program. More after this.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint.
North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today, and corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Double A, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. Not only those new Buicks, those new GMCs, but over 75 used vehicles are in stock, and many of those have it as well. But if you're going to do some hauling, check out the Sierra HD. The new ones are up. You can kind of compare and contrast and see which one is for you. Because if you get the right to Sierra HD Pro, you can tow up to 36,000 pounds. Have a maximum payload of over 7,400 pounds. Yes, you could tow Scott Hammond's house. Find out more, I think. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Well, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, along with the good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, where indoor air quality is something they can manage. That's right. We're living with a pandemic. Now it's an endemic, but there'll be another one. Monkeypox, you name it. There's bad things in the air. Always has been. Remember sick building syndrome? Well, they fix that, too, at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Indoor air quality experts, IAQ, is the thing. They can do it for your home, your business. HATandSons.com or call them at 223-3393 and tell them Scott sent you. Back with Jody Clemens, a warrior for the pro-life cause, by telling her story. And your story We have about 5 minutes left here. I want to do a couple of things. One, I want to have people understand your story and the pain that came after that nobody talks about, the great lie. And also talk about the other individual that we haven't mentioned yet in this story that Roxanne Solomon wrote for the forum, a 17-year-old that had an abortion when her parents think she's at school. Let's cover those two before we finish. First, your story. What do you want people to know about your story and the pain you endured after having an abortion, Jody?
Oh, Scott, I'm a woman who walked out of an abortion clinic knowing exactly what I had done. I knew when I was having that abortion that what I had done, I could never, ever undo. Never undo. I knew that I lived for 10 years with a shameful secret. I went into a marriage I did not tell my husband, but just what women go into, Scott, not just me, but many women, is self-destructive behavior. Because we have this sense of justice that arises within us that says an innocent person has died, and in this case, it's our own child, and the guilty is going unpunished. Because Roe said that women don't have to be punished for doing this. So what happens is that sense of justice that we long to have satisfied, we drink, we cut, we get eating disorders, there's suicide. This self-destructive behavior is because of undealt with sin, unresolved grief, and a sense of justice that cannot be satisfied. And women live like this. I lived like this. I went into a marriage, did not tell my husband. I was afraid that if he knew, he would never marry me because I didn't even see myself, Scott, just as someone who should be a wife or mother. And this is my story. I mean, and it just goes on and on and on. I lived like that for 10 years, Scott. The only answer, and I'll get to the answer, of how do women ever come out of this, is truly by knowing that we serve a God and no one is exempt from his grace. See, women who have an abortion not only punish themselves, but we think if we're this bad, then surely God must hate us for what we did. Or our sin must be much, much worse than any other sin, and he would never forgive us. And that is the truth. I hear that from every woman that I work with, Scott, that they don't believe God can forgive them because this sin is too big and too bad. And that is a lie of the enemy.
That's a lie. And what also is a lie is that, you know, the easy way out. Hey, they want to have, they're going to school. As Barack Obama famously said, as president of the United States, I wouldn't want my daughters burdened with a baby. Burdened with a baby. Mm. Punished with a baby. Mm. I'm sorry, that's the term he used. Punished. And so that's the thought process, but the punishment comes after in the pain. Mm. And think of a 17-year-old making that decision. A 17-year-old! Mm. That story's in the forum as well. And do I understand correctly, this young girl had that abortion and her parents thought she was at school?
Yes. It's called a judicial bypass. It's a law in North Dakota where if she could be 16, she could be 15. Kids do not have to tell their mothers that they're going for an abortion in the state of North Dakota. And I don't think people know this, but it's called judicial bypass. If you want to keep your pregnancy a secret, if you don't want your family to know you're having an abortion, or maybe you just don't want them to know and you want to keep this whole thing a secret, they can call the abortion facility. What this girl did, she called the abortion facility. They told her to come there. Now, listen, Scott, what happens? She goes to that abortion clinic early in the morning. They load her up in a car and take her to the courthouse in Fargo, where a judge says, ask her probably two questions. Are you sure you're old enough to make this decision? Do you want to have an abortion? She says yes. Jumps back in the car, goes to the abortion clinic, gets home before school is out, and that girl goes home a totally different girl than what she went to school like that morning.
You cannot make it up. You could not make it up.
It's in the form.
It'd be like a 15-year-old being asked, you sure you can afford a Maserati, right? You can afford this Porsche?
Yes.
Yeah, this Audi, you can afford it, right? Yes. Yeah, okay, I can afford it. Sure, okay, great. Then there you go. Try that at the bank.
Yes.
Try that at the bank.
And I just took this girl to Forgiveness at Three is a post-abortion recovery ministry in Fargo, along with Rachel's Vineyard through the Catholic Diocese. We help women who are going through this, and this woman shared this, and I've heard it before, Scott, I'll hear it again. This is what they're doing with abortion. They're taking your kids, they believe the sexual freedom message that they are indoctrinated within the schools. They get pregnant, they become fearful, they try hide it, they go to the abortion clinic, wow. And mom and dad go, what happened to our daughter?
It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. By the way, I'll post the story on my Facebook page so you can see this and hear all of these stories.
Yes.
We're going to have you back when we get the final decision from the Supreme Court, because I know a lot of people think Roe versus Wade means, oh, we're done, and that's not a fight anymore, and it's far from it. And in the case of Fargo, yes, abortions may no longer be illegal and occurring a kindergarten-sized class every week in downtown Fargo, but it'll happen in Moorhead. That's, I mean, so...
I'm up across the bridge.
Right. We got a battle still on our hands for sure. Jody Clemens, thank you. You're a hero. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good day. Bye.
Right before the top of the hour, when we come back, the Great Reset in our focus. Don't touch that dial.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones. $1.39 for the king size. Only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA. Just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki. Only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino. Just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks. Big 16-ounce size. 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.